Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for taking time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes with me. We are going to continue on in a message I began last week, Build Ye the House of the Lord. And we've been looking at the first chapter of the book of Haggai. In fact, basically, we're confining our the sharing of God's word to that particular chapter because of the message that God gave to the prophet Haggai for the people of God. And if you've been listening the last few days, I want to say some things. So often we feel that when we, especially those who are really of a sincere heart, sincere and humble heart and contrite heart, we feel that our efforts are so insignificant. They pale behind, ministries and those great men and women of God who are doing wonderful things for the kingdom of God. But beloved, that's an arrow of the enemy that he wants to use to make you feel that what you can do is so unimportant, so insignificant, that you'll just sort of shrink back and be sort of resigned, that you're just going to, you know, live a good life and try to please the Lord, but you feel that your influence is so insignificant. As I've said, I've shared a few times in the course of these years of broadcasting, I was out in the world 10 years, and I only met two Christians. One I shared it. This is how what apparently would seem so insignificant. I was living in Ann Arbor, and it was sort of like close to the U of M campus, and it was kind of like it was various little apartments but a shared bathroom. Anyway, there was a gal who we were acquaintances, and she gave me a Christmas card. And all she had on it was, "The King is coming." She never witnessed to me. She never shared anything about Jesus. And that made such an impression on me. I don't even think I understood what it meant. But my spirit responded to that. And I have never forgotten it. Now, what a small thing is that on a Christmas card to put words like that? So, beloved, you don't know what your words, whatever God gives you, it may be a smile, it may be some small act of kindness, it might be just picking up the phone and calling someone, or writing a letter, or doing some gracious a little bit of kindness for someone. You don't know how that will impact them. And so right now, I want to pray. Father, Lord, you place this on my heart so often. Even sometimes those in ministry can feel that they, if they're not on, you know, worldwide television or national television or on, made it to the Christian hit list, if you will, in terms of popularity, that their work is of little value. Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke that lie of the enemy. And Lord, I thank you that you are raising up godly, sincere people who love you with all their heart. And Lord, we thank you the Holy Spirit orchestrates what He would want us to do, to make plain the will of God. So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I bind that lie of the enemy, that whatever they say or do is ineffective for God. It doesn't mean anything. I rebuke that lie. Satan, I command you in Jesus' name to release your hold and flee from the people of God. And, Father, I lose a quiet peace and confidence and absolute conviction that you are moving in their lives and that you will give them the words to say. You will give them the action to have. Sometimes just a smile can do an amazing thing. So, Father, I thank you that your people will have ears to hear, a heart to understand, willingness and provision to obey whatever it is that you speak to their heart in terms of being having their part in this end time harvest in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what we've been looking at, beloved, now going back to the scripture, Haggai, the prophet was rebuking the people in the name of the Lord because he was saying to the people, consider your ways. Look at your heart attitude. Look at where you're at right now. Consider your ways. We don't need to be pointing a finger at anyone else just to justify ourselves. Well, look at so-and-so. Look how they're living. No, no. God's saying, look at our own heart. Tend the garden of our own heart. Amen. That's what the Lord wants us to do. And so the Lord's rebuke provides a remedy. Consider your ways. In terms of the New Testament, the Church of Laodicea, repent and return to your first love. What does verse 8 say? Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Sin, beloved, our own lukewarmness can be removed by repentance. Ruin can be rectified by reconstruction. The Lord instructs them to go to the mountain for wood. And the Lord spoke to my heart that for us, this means to go up to the mountain of the Lord, if you will, the spiritual mountain, the presence of God, the high places in God, to seek his face by prayer, by whatever form of fasting he would lay on our heart, to wait on him and not to bring wood, because we're not building a physical house, but stones to build this latter-day house. In 1 Peter 2 and 5, the apostle says, ye also, as lively stones, that's what each of us are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He wants us to sow the seed. Not everyone is going to reap a harvest, but we're planting the seed. We're doing whatever part of the harvest is. It may just be preparing the ground. It may be planting the seed. It may be actually watering it through the Word of God. Beloved, don't you decide what God is going to have you do. You be willing to hear what He wants you to do. Hear the Word of the Lord in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So God wants us to be sensitive, to be aware of what He is going to accomplish in and through our lives. You know, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, first of all, Lord, we don't point fingers at anyone, but Lord, we are trying to the very best of our abilities to consider our own ways. Father, if we have been guilty of lukewarmness, if we have been guilty of letting our first love, our passion, our zeal for you grow cold, please forgive us and cleanse us. Help us, Lord, to return to you with a holy zeal, with an earnestness, with a seriousness. And then, Lord, not to be condemned in any way by the enemy trying to drive us, because Holy Spirit, you don't drive, you lead. And so, Father, I pray right now that you will lead your people. Everyone who's praying with me right now, God, you're going to let them know what you would have them to do. Lord, your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. You don't drive. You don't oppress. You don't give us more than we can bear. But Lord, you show us. You lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. And Father, I ask you will do that for your people, for every leader in ministry who's listening to me, pastors, whatever your position of leadership in the church, elder, whatever you may be occupying in terms of your position in the body of Christ, I release obedience and joy and great provision and satisfaction and the joy of your salvation to spring up as living waters in your soul. Lord, if there's anything we need, it's joy. And so, Father, give us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. So going, reflecting back now to the book of Haggai, in the case of the Jews who Haggai was speaking to, the cause of their weakness did not lie in forces beyond their control. You know, it's one thing when the decree was issued through Artaxerxes, you know, stop building. However, that had been removed, and the remedy was in their own power. The word of the Lord came to awaken them, rouse them from apathy, lukewarmness, and to awaken their religious commitment and zeal. So how did the people respond to the word of the Lord? Hopefully, we who hear the word of the Lord today will respond with the same passion they did. Let's read verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, who was the governor, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Praise God. What a beautiful testimony to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's stop here and we'll continue right on in tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and as always, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer requests, knowing that I will personally pray for you, seek the Lord in your behalf, and send back whatever God would give to be a blessing to you. If you should choose to email, that's fine. I always check the email, sometimes not every day, but I always confirm receipt. I will pray, but if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you dearly. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.